ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 15 इंस्ट्रक्शंस फॉर द सिविलाइज्ड ह्यूमन बीइंग्स टेक्स्ट 74। धर्मस्ते गृहमेधियो वर्णितः पापनाशनः गृहस्थो येन पदवीं अञ्जसा न्यासिनामि स्यात्। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस इस भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। द प्रोसेस ऑफ चैंटिंग The holy name of the Lord is so powerful that by this chanting, even householders, grahasthas, can very easily gain the ultimate result achieved by persons in the renounce order. Maharaj Yudhishthir, I have now explained to you that the process of religion. Purport. This is a confirmation of the Krishna conscious movement. Anyone who takes part in this movement, regardless of what he is, can gain the topmost result achieved by a perfect sannyasi, namely Brahma Jnana, spiritual knowledge. Even more important, he can advance in devotional service. Maharaj Yudhishthir thought that because he was a grahastha, there was no hope of his being liberated, and therefore he asked Narad Muni how he could get out of the material entanglement. But Narad Muni, citing a practical example from his own life, established that by association with devotees and chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, any man in any condition of life can achieve the highest perfection without a doubt. So first I would like to take blessings of all the Vaishnavas assembled here and try to speak on this subject matter. So as today Narad Muni is explaining Maharaj Yudhishthir that how even if one is in the household life, he can be liberated just by chanting of the holy name. Chanting of the holy name is so powerful, because as in purport, Prabhupada mentions that how Yudhishthir Maharaj was feeling that he is a grahastha, so he has no chance of liberation. But here Narad Muni is explaining how a householder can also be liberated. What to speak of a householder? Anybody is eligible for bhakti. When His Grace Dayaram Prabhu came, he cited a very nice example that how bhakti is available to everybody is actually the glory of bhakti. It is not that bhakti is available to everybody, that means the value of bhakti is reduced. No. So he cited as like, for example, these Mayavadis and Jnanis, they devalue the value of bhakti. You know? They think that bhakti is for ordinary people, for women, children. But we are Jnanis, we have capability, we can read Shastras and we can attend liberation. But actually, that is not the case. Like we see that if a king is the topmost person in his kingdom, and if he is available to each and every person in his kingdom, so that is his glory. So example is like Lord Ramchandra was even available to the dog. Once the dog came with a complaint and Lord Ramchandra was available to hear his complaint. But today in this world we see that today's kings are not even available to, you know, they are so rare. They travel in a very, this car, so much of security. A common man cannot approach. So they are rejected by the public. So in this way, bhakti is for everybody. That is the glory of the bhakti. So that's why anybody can practice devotional service. Devotional service is so easy. Even a child can practice it. Here we every day see our small Chaitanya, our Vamshi Gopal Prabhu's son. So we have been seeing from childhood, he was just 3 years old, 4 years old, and he was coming. And now we see that himself, he is chanting beads, roaming around everywhere. So it is so easy that even a small child can practice. So very a beautiful bhajan is written by Premananda, one of the acharyas, where he writes how bhakti is very, very suitable. So it's in the mana shiksha. So he writes, Oreman ki kore borana kul. So he says, he's actually teaching his mind. He's saying that you may be from any dynasty, any from high birth or low birth. So kule ki govind mile akul prane na dakle. So he is saying that by high birth you will not attend Krishna. Just by high birth. The only qualification is akul prane na dakle. One has to from the sincere heart, from the core of heart, cry for Krishna and beg. That's why Rupa Goswami, in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he writes, Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavita Mati Kriyatam Yadi Kutopi Labhyate Tatra Laulyam Api Eka Mulanam Janma Koti Sukrutir Nalabhyate. So only qualification to attend Bhakti is Laulyam. That is intense greed. Without intense greed, we cannot attain Krishna. There is a beautiful pastime when once Prabhupada was in his morning walk, taking his morning walk, and he came across a pond. He and his disciples came across a pond where a person was feeding some bread to ducks. And the ducks were making a lot of sound. So Prabhupada asked his disciples that, can you tell me by seeing this what you learn? Just by seeing these ducks. So many disciples gave different answer. But Prabhupada said that, see, that person is feeding that duck which is crying out loudly, which is shouting loudly. So quacking loudly. So in similar way, one who cries loudly for Krishna, Krishna gives attention. Also we see when the child cries loudly, then mother gives attention to the child. So it is by nature. So that's why some people think that, oh no, I will just remain cool and I will practice. But no, we are from intense core of our heart, we should cry out. Nothing comes easily. We have to, no pains, no gains. We have to really struggle, endure. So then he says, Jekule keno janam hokna kevala bhakati mul. So you may be born in any family, but you have to practice devotional service. You may be from high birth or low birth, but unless and until if you don't practice bhakti, you will not attend Krishna. Sije bhakti bale vashi bhuta anadir adir Sri Govind. So it is said that the Supreme Lord, his name is Ajita, but he becomes Jita. He becomes conquered by anybody who practices devotional service. So sometimes we see in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying to Vasudeva Datta and so many other devotees that, you can sell me anywhere, I am yours now. You can do whatever you want with me. So in this way, the Lord who is unconquerable, like there is a prayer of Brahmaji, Jnane prayasa mudapasya namanta eva jivanti sanmukharitam bhavati yavarta stane stita shruti gatam tanuvan manovhi ye prayaso jita jito apistraistri lokyam. So ye prayaso jita ajito apistraistri lokyam. So he's saying that a devotee who has given up all mental speculation, given up all kinds of, you know, prayas, everything, and take on to devotional service by just staying in whatever condition he is in, sthane sthita. So bhakti is so easy that you don't have to change your condition of life. have to be situated in whichever condition you are. You may be grihastha, vanaprastha or whatever. So just by hearing the glories of the Lord, chanting of the holy name, that great Lord who is Ajita, who is unconquerable, can be conquered by the devotees. So then here this poet, he is citing some examples to show that how bhakti is can be performed by anybody. So he is saying, Kapikule Dhanya Veera Hanuman Sri Rama Bhakata Raj. So he's saying the first example is giving about the monkey. Hanuman. Hanuman is monkey, he is not a human being. And but we see that Hanuman is the most famous personality, especially in India. And everybody knows that Hanuman is devotee of Lord Ram. Sri Rama Bhakata Raj, he is the one of the greatest devotee of Lord Ram. And all the time he will be with him. There is a beautiful story also where he is so eager to serve Ram that he don't give chance to anybody else. He is serving everything. So once all other devotees, they decide that we have to keep Hanuman away somehow or other. Otherwise we will not get chance to serve. Because Hanuman is so powerful, and he has so much capacity to do render service that he will not leave any inch of service other to others. So he said they already decide that we have to somehow keep Hanuman out. So they everybody decide and tell Ram that now you have to keep Hanuman Ram away and we would like to serve. So then it was decided. Then Hanuman got very, you know, unhappy that I am losing my service. So he said, okay, I have to give up my service, but at least you should give me one service. So if you give me one service, then I will be happy. Then everybody thinks, okay, we will give him one service. So he said that whenever Lord Ram, he yawns, I just want to snap fingers in front of his mouth. As it is, you know, in India, people, whenever they yawn, they snap their fingers. So that was decided. So that time, then what happened to Edward? For 24 hours, Hanuman would always stay with Lord Ram. So then all other people, they said that, why are you always with Ram? So he said that any time Lord Ram may yawn, so then I have to be present there to snap the fingers. So in this way, we see that Hanuman is so intelligent and he only knows one thing, that how I can serve Ram. And we see in whole Ramayana that Hanuman had served Ram and he was a key instrument in winning over Ravan and bringing back Sita. So in this way, Ram is, he was a monkey. But still, he became a great devotee of Lord Ram. And then he gives an example of Rakshasa Hoya Vibhishana Vaise Ishwara Savara Mash. So Vibhishan, he was from Rakshasa dynasty, demon. His brother was a great demon, Ravana, Kumbhakarna. But he was a great devotee of Lord Ram. And when the time came, Vibhishan gave up his brother, gave up his kingdom, that Lanka, and came and surrendered to Supreme Lord Ram. So that time, everybody thought that, oh, he is a Rakshas, he is a demon, he is a brother of Ravan. So how can we accept him? He may be a spy. So we may get, you know, destroyed. But then, a very beautiful statement Ram says, you know, everybody except Hanuman, you know, Hanuman said, no, we have to accept him. So that time Ram says that, Sukrudeva prabhannoyas tavasmitischa yachate abhayam sarvada tasmai dadametat vartam mama. So Lord Ram says that, what can I do? It is my vow. I have taken a vow that anybody, Sakrud means very little, prabhannoyas. Even if one surrenders very little. Lord Ram says that I have to give him shelter. I will give him shelter. And he says, Tavasmiti. And he says that I am yours. Then Lord Ram says, Abhayam Sarvada Tasmai. I will give him fearlessness. I will give him fearlessness. For fearlessness means what? The greatest fear in this world is the material existence. Because when a person is in material existence, always he will remain in fear. So Abhaya means he will deliver. Also in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami states that Krishna tumar han jadi bole ek bar, maya bandha hai te Krishna tare kare par. So you just go in front of Krishna and just say, Krishna tumar, Krishna I am yours. Then Krishna immediately takes charge of that devotee. And maya bandha hai te Krishna tare kare par. And Krishna will see that he is delivered from the cycle of birth and death. So that is the glory. So in this way we say that how Vibhishan, he was from Rakshas, he was, but still Ishwara Savaramash, that means he used to sit with Lakshman, who is Supreme Personality of Godhead, great personalities, and even we see that Vibhishan is still living, and we have heard stories that he comes to Jagannath Puri to worship Lord Jagannath and Ranganathji. So still he is present in this world. Because he is Chiranjeev. There are seven persons who are Chiranjeev, like Hanuman, Vyas, Dev, Vibhishan, Ashwathama, Kripacharya. So there are seven personalities who stay here. So this is one example of Vibhishan. And then he gives example. Daitero urase pralhada janami bhuvane rakhilo ijash spatika stambete prakatanara hari huila jahara vash. So he says Prahlad Maharaj also. So he was born from a womb of Kayadu. And Hiranyakashipu was a great demon. He was his father. But you can imagine that the whole universe was a non-devotee. There is no one devotee of Vishnu, and only Prahlad Maharaj himself is one person who is a devotee. So, but still he practiced his devotional service and he pleased Lord Narsingdev. And it is said, like Narad Muni says, that how just to make the words of Prahlad true, he appeared from the pillar. Spatika stambeti prakatanarare huira jaharavash. So even Lakshmiji could not pacify Narsingdev. Prahlad Maharaj, when he offered beautiful prayers, then Narsingdev became cool. So in this way, Prahlad Maharaj, even born in a family of daityas, that is demons, still he became a great devotee. And then he gives an example. Chandala hoila hoya mitali chila guhaka chandala vare. So also in Ram Lila we see about Guha. King Guha, he was from the Chandal community. Chandal means a dog eater. But still we saw that how Lord Ram favored him, and he helped Ram to cross the sea. And then he says, Bolona ki kula vidure rachila khailo jahara ghare. So Vidura was also born as a dasiputra. She was also not from high birth. So still Krishna went to Vidura's house to have his bhog. So Duryodhan had prepared so many nice varieties of foodstuff. And he thought that if I can feed Krishna with palatable foodstuffs, so he will favor me. But he rejected Duryodhan and his palatable foodstuff. And he went to Vidura's house where he ate the skin of banana skin. So Vidura's wife was so much in ecstasy, she didn't understand that it was a banana, she was giving banana or banana skin like that. So that is the glory of Lord. So anyone who practices bhakti, he accepts it. And then he says that dekhona kemono sadhana korilo gokulero gopera nari. So also the best example you see of the gopis, gopis of Vrindavan, they were simple cowherd girls. So this the glories of this gopis is explained very beautifully in Chaitanya Charitamrita 4th chapter, wherein he says that how generally people think that the relationship between Krishna and gopis is like, you know, a mundane boy and girl relation. But no, as we see that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that kama prema duhankara vibhinna lakshan lahu ara hema jayche swarupa vilakshan. So there is a big gap, great gap, like we say in Hindi, zameen asman. So it's a big gap. And he compares that lust to be iron and love to gold. So as we see, the gold is very valuable. Today its value is something around 15,000 rupees for 10 grams. It's very valuable. But same iron is available just in kg, you know, 50 rupees, 60 rupees kg, something good quality. So there is a difference between kaam and prem. And here he defines that what is kaam and what is prem. Atmendriya priti vancha tarebali kaam. So one who serves for his one's own senses, atmendriya priti, then that is called lust, sense gratification. But krishnendriya priti ichha dhare prema naam. So but one who serves Krishna, one who thinks that I have to satisfy Krishna's senses, rishikena rishikesa sevana bhakti ruchyate. So when we engage our senses in serving the master of senses, Rishikesh, satisfy him, that is called prema. So kamera tatpara nija sambhoga keval Krishna sukha tatpara matra premata prabhal. So what is lust? Kamera tatpara, the result of lust is that he wants that how I can enjoy nija sambhoga keval. So Krishna sukha tatpara matra premata prabhal. So but here we see that gopis, they were only thinking that how I can give happiness to Krishna. And Krishna's Goswami explains that how the gopis gave up so many things like loka dharma. Loka dharma means like one has to perform some philanthropic activities like, you know, benefit, which will benefit the humanity. Some social service like that. Social service. That is called loka dharma. And then there is Veda dharma. Veda dharma means, as we know, that gopis, they were married young woman. So the Veda state that how, what is the, what are the duties for a married woman? So how she should be chaste and she should doing her household activities. But they gave up that also. And Deha dharma, they gave up their bodily duties also. And karma, they give up all the family duties. And lajja, for a woman, shame is greatest thing. But they gave up that also. And dharya means patience. Because they were so much attracted to the Supreme Lord, they could not control. And dehasukha, they gave up all their bodily happiness. Atmasukha, even they gave up their the happiness. Generally we need, you know, we preach, when we preach we say that you will get happiness, satisfaction of the soul, but they were least worried about that also. So that's why Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explained that atayva kama prema bahuta antara kama antatama prema nirmala bhaskar. So that's why the kama and prema, lust and love, are very, very wide difference is there. Lust is darkness and love is brightness. So, Atma Sukha Dukhe Gope Nahika Vichar Krishna Sukha Hetu Kare Sava Vyavahar. So, they would not think about their own happiness or their distress, no. They're only, they would think of how I can give pleasure. And in that way, they would act. Sava Vyavahar. Their activities were like that. So, especially, they would decorate themselves. When I was in Calcutta, so I was learning about this Leela Kirtans. So I saw that in every Leela of Krishna, there is Abhisar. Abhisar means when Naika meets Nayak, that mental state before the meeting is called Abhisar. And that time there are descriptions that how they would, the gopis, they would decorate themselves. After Abhisar comes Vasak Sajja. So Vasak Sajja means decorating the kunj and decorating oneself. So as we see here also on festival days, our devotees, they decorate the altar. So this altar is not different. It is a kunj actually. So devotees decorate. So following in footsteps of gopis. So especially Lalita Sakhi, she is very expert in decorating the kunjas. They will decorate the kunjas with flowers and they will have nice chairs. Nice, everything, so fantastic, just for Krishna's enjoyment. So, Krishna lagi arasabhakari parityag, Krishna sukhahetu se suddha anurag. So, they gave up everything for Krishna. Krishna lagi arasabhakari parityag, they gave up everything for Krishna. And as we see that, how when Narad Muni was asked to bring some dust from devotee's feet so that Krishna can apply on his feet. Immediately, all the gopis, they gave their dust of their feet. And Narad Muni asked them that, are you not afraid of going to hell? If your dust is applied to the head of the Krishna, Krishna is Supreme Lord. Then the gopis said that, we don't worry about that, going to hell. If our dust can give Krishna one moment of satisfaction, for that we are ready to go eternally for hell. So that was their consciousness. So in this way, that's why even Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, where he says that, ye yatha mam prabhadante tam sthiteva bhajamyam, that I reward the devotees as they worship me. But here in Srimad Bhagavatam, we say, he came to gopis and then he said, na paraye ham niravadya samyujam susadukritya vibhudhayushayapi yama bhajandur jeha shankhaler samvrishchatadva pratiyatu sadhuna. So he said that, na paraye ham, I cannot repay for your service, what service you have done to me and what love you have shown to me. Even if I get that lifetime of Brahma, in the lifetime of Brahma. So in this way, Krishna became completely indebted to the gopis. And especially like the first Achar. So that's why this the relationship with gopis, the glories of the gopis, is in fact hidden from Vedas also. In fact, Vedas, they hide it or sometimes very indirectly mention it. But after 4,000 years, after Krishna left this universe, this material world, Jayadev Goswami, he revealed, he started revealing Geet Govind, he wrote Geet Govind. In that, he wrote all very intimate pastimes of Radha and Krishna, about Maan Lila, Holi Lila, Ras Lila, and all this. So sometimes these historians, they say that actually, Jayadev Goswami, he spoiled Krishna's character. Because they were thinking on mundane platform. They think that the relationship between gopis and Krishna is mundane. But they don't know that how this is completely transcendental. And when Jayadeva Goswami, so that time generally the Krishna or Vishnu, Lakshmi Narayan, they were worshipped in awe and reverence. So nobody would think that Krishna touching feet of his devotee. So that was the first statement where Jayadeva Goswami, he made Dehi Pada Pallav Mudaram. So he was inspired to write this, Dehi Pada Pallav Mudaram, where Krishna says to Radharani in Man Leela, Krishna says that I surrender at your lotus feet. And in fact, it is said that the most dearest thing to Krishna is are two things. One is his flute and one is his crown or turban. So both, he takes out his flute and he takes out his turban and keeps at the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. So that's why he says that Dehi Pada Palla Pallava Mudaram. So give me a shelter at your lotus feet. So he was inspired to write that, but he could not write because he thought that at that time also the society was such that the Supreme Lord is high, very awe and reverence. And so how can a Supreme Lord touch the feet of a devotee, a jiva who is, you know. So, but we saw that the past time we know that how Krishna himself took the form of Jayadeva Goswami and came and personally wrote this verse, Dehi Pada Pallava Mudaram. This verse was personally written by Krishna himself. So that's why Krishna also says that Priya Jadi Maan Kare Kare Varsan Veda Stuti Hoite Hare Se Muraman. So when these gopis, they rebuke me, as every day in the morning also in Shikshashtakam prayers, we also say this, Yatha Tatha Va Vidadatu Lampato. In fact, Lampato is the, if you say this word, this means debauchee, isn't it? So it's not a good word actually, in mundane sense. But every day we are saying to Krishna, you're debauchee. we see that how this is completely the relationship between gopis and Krishna are completely transcendental. And even if they were born as a simple cowherd girls, they achieved such a highest position. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also says that Ramya Kasita Upa Avasana Vrajavadu Varge Nava. So he says that you have to follow in the footsteps of gopis. In fact, if you study all these Vaishnava songs, literatures, you will find that actually all other rasas like Santaras, Dasaras, Sakhyaras and Vatsalaras, they are all supporting the Madhuraras. In Madhuraras, what is there? There is separation and there is union. Because unless and until there is separation, there cannot be union. And what happens is that when there is always sometimes separation, sometimes union, the love increases. That is how the love is increased, because of there is separation and there is union. If there was only union, then the love would be stagnant. And as Supreme Lord is ever expanding, his energies expand, his love expands, everything expands. It's not stagnant. Krishna's energy is not stagnant. Everything is very expansive. So similarly, his love is also expands. But how it expands? So sometimes there is union, sometimes there is separation. So like in the daytime, Krishna goes to herd the cows. But again, in the noon time, he has pastimes with gopis. He makes cowherd boys sleep, and then he goes and meet gopis. And then again, then he comes with cowherd boys. And again, then he goes to his house where he takes rest. And again, in the night, he comes and meet gopis. Again, in the morning, he goes to house to meet Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mai. So in this way, there is always separation and union. That's why the love of Radha Krishna is ever increasing in this way. So that's why here he's mentioning that Dekho na kemono sadhana korilo gokule gopera nari. So he is glorifying. This is the glories of gopis, which is stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita. But on other hand, one who has, here it is stated, jati kulachare tobe ki korilo se hari jena bhaje. So one who had high birth, what that high birth gave them? As the yagnik brahmanas, they had a very high birth. They were very scholar. They knew all mantras, Vedic mantras. But they failed to achieve Krishna. They thought that Krishna and Balaram are ordinary boys. And when the Yageshwar himself, he came to ask some food, then they rejected them. So in this way, that's why the high birth is very, very dangerous. Kunti Maharani also states that Janma Ishwara Shuta Shrivir Edamana Vadapuman Naivar Abhidhatum Vaitvam Akinchanna Gocharam. So sometimes this high birth is very, very fatal. Sometimes if one becomes proud, but the same, if one is born in a high birth and if he is humble and serves the Lord, it becomes a great benediction because he has Sukruti of previous birth. He can immediately advance in Krishna consciousness. But generally there is a tendency that when is born in a high family, like family of a high class Brahmana, especially I have seen in South India, so people are very proud. They say, this Brahmana, that Brahmana. So very proud. But that is an obstacle for devotional service. So that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, when he did his pastimes, so he, you know, didn't select high class people. So that's why here in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami states that Sanyasira Panditera Ganair Kare Garvanash Nicha Shudra Dwara Karena Dharmera Prakash. So just to destroy the pride of these big, big sannyasis, big, big pandits, he sent his associates in low-class family like Haridas Thakur, Ramanand Rai. Nicha Shudra Dwara Karena Dharmera Prachar. So he took them to spread the religion, religion of Yuga Dharma. As we know, Haridas Thakur, he was born in the family. He gave him Namacharya. It's such a big position. Namacharya means the Acharya of the holy name. And in Kali Yuga, the process of chanting of the holy name is a way to attain Krishna Prem. But we see that how Haridas Thakur, he underwent so much of suffering to achieve this. He was beaten in 22 marketplace. And so many atrocities were done on him. But still, as we see also in the book Journey Home, we see that how Maharaj underwent so much of troubles to achieve that goal. But as Krishna, as it is, example is given that when the gold is put in fire, when it melts, then it shines more. So in the similarly, Krishna puts a devotee in so many tests so that a devotee shines. His glories are then can be sung all over the world. And Ramanand Rai, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met Ramanand Rai, so Ramanand Rai said, I'm born in a Shudra family. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, kiva vipra kiva nasi Shudra kinu nai. Jai Krishna Tattva Vetti Sei Guru Hai. So anybody who knows the Krishna Tattva, the truth of Krishna, then he can become Guru. So even he advised, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised Pradyumna Mishra. Pradyumna Mishra came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and said that, I want to hear pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I am not qualified. You can go to Ramanand Rai. And you can hear from Ramanand. Ramanand Rai is qualified to tell you about pastimes of Radha and Krishna. And so, and then he said that don't think that he is a Shudra. How can he explain this high topic? Should go and with full faith you hear from him. And then we see that how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted Govinda as his servant. So Govinda was also from the low class family. He was actually his godbrother. He was a disciple of Ishwarapuri. And Ishwarapuri sent Govinda to become servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then in Varanasi also, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed with Chandrasekhar. Chandrasekhar, he was from the low class family, means lower caste. And then he used to take prasadam at the house of Tapan Mishra. And then we see that how that Kalidas, he was very famous for eating remnants of Vaishnavas. So he was not discriminating that he is a Brahman Vaishnava, he is born in a Brahman family, or he is a high caste. But when he saw a genuine Vaishnava, he would go to his house and feed them nicely, and whatever he would ask for the remnants, and if they would not give, then forcefully they would take. And one example is Jhadu Thakur. He was from a sweeper class caste, but he was a great devotee of Lord. So he went, and Kalidas was from the high caste, and he went and he gave him mangoes. He fed him and asked for remnants, and Jhadu Thakur said that, "No, I cannot give you the remnants. I am from a very low class family and you are from a high class. How can I give my remnants?" But then he hid himself behind somewhere, and when his family, they ate all the mangoes and threw them in the dustbin, in the night he came and took all the mangoes and he was taking the remnants. And then also we see that in each of their Indian temples, like different big temples, we see that how God glorified a devotee who was born in from the low class family. Like we see of Kanakadas. So Kanakadas in Udupi, he was a great devotee of Lord Krishna, and he was a great poet also. But because he was born from the low caste, so he was not allowed to enter the temple. So then he used to go on the west side of the temple and he would sing nice prayers for Krishna. And one day Krishna turned to the west and the window was broken and Lord gave him darshan. So in this way we see now today, even today, Lord is on the west side. His face is on the west side. And also we see Tukaram Maharaj from Pandharpur. He was also from Vaishya family. But he wrote 4,000, more than 5,000 Abhangas. And one more story comes in my mind is about Salabek. So Salabek's story is from Odisha. He was a great devotee of Lord Jagannath. So the story is that there was one Muslim ruler was very ruthless. And while he was conquering so many places, so he was going and he saw from one lake, one lady, Brahmin lady, she was taking some water in the pot, and she was going to her home, and she was very beautiful. She was a widow. And this person, this ruler, he grabbed her and forcefully married her. Then she became Fatima Bibi. And from her came the child. His name was Salabek. So even today, our Balram Anand Prabhu, he was telling that his house is just half kilometer from the Salabek's descendants. His name, he was telling something, I don't remember. So he has seen them. And they have Jagannath deities in their house. They are still Muslims, but they have Jagannath deities. So this Salabek, he also became like his father. He was also ruthlessly killing people. And then one day what happened that he got injured, severely injured. And his mother told that, you should chant Jagannath's name. So Jagannath will help you. So he chanted Jagannath's name and he was cured. So in this way he became a great devotee of Jagannath. And he gave up all that occupation and went to Jagannath Puri from Cuttack. But unfortunately, because he was a Muslim, so the priest there did not allow him to enter the temple. So from outside he would take darshan. And then he would attend every year Jagannath Rath Yatra festival, he would attend. And then once what happened was he was terminally ill, very ill. So he could not come to attend Rath Yatra. So he has written a very beautiful song also about that, how he could not meet. And there was great separation from Lord Jagannath. So that time the Rath Yatra stopped, And Rath Yatra could not be pulled. So still we find on the Grand Road in Puri, there is a samadhi of Salabeg, and his songs are very, very popular. Odia, he has written the songs in Odisha. So in this way, we see there are so many hundreds of examples. Prabhupada went to West and he made Westerners, all Westerners devotee. So that's why Prabhupada used to always give this example, that how in which is quoted in Hari Bhakti Vilas, Yatha kachanam yati kamsayam rasa vidhanatah yatha diksha vidhanena dijatvam jayate niram. So just like a bell metal can be converted to gold, similarly any person by diksha vidhan, that is by proper initiation, one can become a brahmana. So if one thinks a Vaishnava in terms of his caste, that is Narkiya Buddhi. It is said Vishnu Shiladi, if thinking Vishnu's, Krishna's murti or to be of, made of stone, or Guru Sundaramati, thinking Guru as an ordinary human being, and Vaishnava Jati Buddhi, and thinking Vaishnava to be, you know, differentiating Vaishnava, he is Brahman Vaishnava, he is Kshudra Vaishnava, he is Vaishya, like that. So that's why ultimately in the purport Prabhupada explains that how holy name is the so powerful, that Kirat Huninda Pulinda Pulkasha Abhira Shamba Yavana Khasada Yanyascha Papa Tapashraya Ashraya Suddhanti Tasme Prabhu Vishnave Nama. So even if one is, there are so many name given to the fallen people, Kirat Huninda, like Christians they give name Pogan or something like that. What is that? Pogan, na? And Muslims they say Kafir. But here we see in our Vedic scriptures there are so many names given. Kirat, Huninda, Pulinda, Pulind, Pulkasha, Abhira, Shamba, Yavan. Then Malech, one who is a pig eater is called Malech. One who is cow eater is called Yavan. Who is a dog eater is called Chandala. So many. But Yanyascha Papa Tapashraya. But when he takes the shelter of a pure devotee and chants the holy name, Shuddhanti, he can immediately become purified. So Sri Krishna Bhajane Sabhe Adhikari Kulera Gauravanai. One should not be proud of his one's high birth. For Krishna Bhajan, everybody is have the right to perform. Kahe Premananda Jekare Gaurav Nitanta Murakhasi. One who is very proud of his high birth, he is actually one number fool. He is a foolish person. And that's why Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, when he used to give lecture on Haridas Thakur, and he used to quote that Jai Bhaje Sei Bodo. One who worship Krishna, he is great. Jai Bhaje Sei Bodo. Abhakta Hina Char. One who is a non-devotee, he is a fallen person. Krishna Bhajane Nahe Jati Kuladi Vichar. To worship Krishna, for to Krishna Bhajan, there is no Jati Dhan Vidyabal Nakore Apeksha. Achandale Denam Nitai Dayam. So in this way, here Prabhupada states in the purport that how if one chants the holy name, take association of devotees, one can attain Krishna Prem very easily. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any questions, comments? Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.